What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Locked On Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I am Brady Trantham, and for the next 30 minutes or so, you will be Locked On Thunder. It's Wednesday. We're still 2 days away from tip-off, and because I still want to do a little more work with the whole SGA thing, that will come out tomorrow for sure. I thought it'd be a good idea to basically do a little crossover episode of my own on this Wednesday. Wednesdays for OKC 82, Chisholm Holland of the franchise, and me will meet at the Press Restaurant in the Plaza District in Oklahoma City around 11 o'clock or noon, eat lunch, and then talk Thunder and talk NBA basketball. We've called it the weekly show for OKC 82, but we just now dubbed it the Full Court Press. Get it? Because we do it from the Press Restaurant. Puns aside, silly puns aside, we have a lot of fun doing it. And because I want to basically show it off just a little bit, I thought, hey, I'll just share it on this Locked On Thunder podcast because there isn't a lot of Thunder news to basically be going over at this point. We were joined today by my other partner with the OKC 82 podcast, Miss Madison Morris. So you'll hear the three of us talking Thunder basketball, and then with the Full Court Press episode, we typically do a little bit more NBA-wide talking. So hopefully everybody enjoys it. I enjoy doing it. So without further ado, here's the Full Court Press on the OKC 82 podcast feed.
This is the OKC 82 podcast live from the Press Restaurant down on 16th Street, the Plaza District. Great place to come enjoy a great meal, great drinks, awesome bar. Watch anytime you watch a sporting event. This is the weekly show that Brady has now named the Full Court Press.
Well, like, how dare us?
That's funny. I like it.
Like, we've never thought of it. Because remember when we first did this and we were trying to think, oh, what should we call this thing? What should we call this show? And we just kind of, like, weekly show, because I guess we just weren't inspired. We're doing it from the press.
So it's the Full Court Press. Yeah. Yeah, you know, that's not bad.
It's not bad.
Thank you for the pun jokes. We need more of those.
Exactly.
More pun jokes. So, welcome to the Full Court Press with Madison Morris, Brady Trantham, Chisholm Holland.
On the OKC 82 podcast.
Burning daylight.
What are you doing with your day on the reg?
Well, I'm usually either at work.
You're watching Dennis Schroeder's Instagram stories.
I am watching Dennis Schroeder's Instagram stories.
We're looking at shirtless photos of Danilo Gallinari.
And that just popped up on my feed. I can't control that. I'm sorry.
Prime.
Why are you sweating?
That is prime dad bod.
It just got really hot in here.
Prime dad bod.
That's a good dad bod right there.
Danilo Gallinari.
So you guys explained something to me earlier that I was not familiar with the term. I'm 26, but I'm out of the loop on all these social trends. Explain to me what the Danilo Gallinari photo is called again.
Oh, a thirst trap.
A thirst trap.
So
it's like a booby trap, except for it's...
No, I mean, kind of, but
kind
it's
of
like
booby traps.
A thirst trap
I thought that was
like
a good joke. Madison didn't like it.
No, I didn't appreciate it like you guys did. But a thirst trap is when you post a picture on social media with full intentions of, like, reeling in the thirsty people, and so they can either, like, compliment you or they can tell you how hot you look, or you get a lot of DM messages from boys or girls, depending on who you are.
Well, Madison, when you say thirsty, are we talking about people that are parched, that are dehydrated?
No, people who are in great need for love and affection.
Oh, okay. Well, that's all of us. We all want love and affection
from
somebody.
Yes, but, like, thirsty people are in dire need of it.
Dire need. Well, I mean.
So, in the words of Patrick, they're doing it for the clout?
Yes, do it for the clout.
I've never heard anyone use the word clout as many times as Patrick has used it in a group text the past 3 days.
I still don't know what clout is.
Yeah, why should it be pursued?
Why are we pursuing the clout?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm all about pursuing happiness as I'm an American.
So, out of this table, raise your hand if you've ever done something like that. A thirst trap. Oh, Madison, only
Madison
one with her hand up.
I have done it, and I have no shame
successful.
In it.
Successful.
Successfully.
Thirst trap.
Yeah, it was successful.
Did you get DMs?
I got DMs. I got what are the little double tap likes and everything, and I was very proud of it.
Chisholm, maybe you can do a better job of persuading Madison to do this, but I've all, like, Ryan Chapman, me, Matt Burton, we had this idea of a segment on OKC 82 where
it's not gonna
we
happen.
Dive into Madison Morris'
nope.
DMs.
Nope. Those are locked.
That release
no.
the DMs.
Here's what you're doing now. Is now you've now everyone's imagination is running with what's in these that you're so passionate about
I
us
mean,
not seeing.
No, let's not do it. They're so dry and boring. There's nothing in there.
See, that's a better defense. You hurt yourself with this.
There's nothing in there worth seeing. I promise.
You've heard the story about me Snapchatting everyone in her snapbook, right?
What is a snapbook? And first of all, still pissed at you for that.
Yeah, address book
address
on Snapchat.
Address book. Okay, sure.
All your Snapchat contacts.
All of my Snapchat friends. Because we're all friends.
I remember I knew something was wrong when I got a Snapchat from Madison because she sends me a Snapchat about once every 4 months.
Yeah, that's true. I don't snap a lot of people except for, like, my sister.
But I snapped out a video of you talking on the radio that says my career is on fleek.
Yes.
Which I thought that made it very obvious that it was not you.
My phone blew up for 2 days straight.
What does fleek mean?
I don't even know. I don't know what that means, but my phone blew up, and I had so many people, yeah, get it, girl. So proud of you.
And my favorite, which we will not name, is a former athlete in the state of Oklahoma responded to you with some positive affirmation.
Yes.
And that is truly outstanding.
So was that someone took you seriously. Was that a thirst trap then?
I guess so. I'm still holding out hope for
that.
That
was a thirst trap for you. That was a reverse thirst trap.
Yeah, it was
because
like
I set
a
thirst trap for you that you did not want.
But I didn't want it, and then it like kind of worked to my advantage, but kind of didn't. Can I get a yes?
Always leave your phone unlocked around me.
Never. It's going in the lap.
So Oklahoma City, obviously, on a break because it's All-Star Week and weekend.
I don't know what to do with myself.
Trust me.
I sat in my apartment.
Imagine trying to host a four-hour show every day. With no Oklahoma sports. There's nothing going on.
Aren't the energy playing?
I think they're in preseason.
Let's be energetic.
I believe softball has started up. You guys
softball and baseball started last weekend.
Yes, there you go.
OU basketball played last night. So did OSU. Did they beat West Virginia?
No, they did not.
Oh, darn it.
Shocker.
They scored 14 points the entire second half of the game.
Well, it's Press Virginia for you. Speaking of Press Virginia.
We're at the press.
Impressive.
So the All-Star game, what do they call it? The Elam ending? Elam?
Is it Elam or Elam? Like Jason Elam, that kicker for
the Broncos?
The
guy who came up with it did an interview with Zach Lowe, and I listened to the 45-minute interview, and I still don't know how to say his last name. I think it's Elam.
I know, because you know how East Coasters are with pronunciations of words? Like, they'll say Oregon. I'm like, there is no E at the end of Oregon.
It's like Nevada? Or Nevada?
I say Nevada.
Nevada is correct. Nevada is wrong.
Oh, okay.
Nevada.
I was about to say, I've always said Nevada, and I thought it was
Did you know where that guy was from, the guy who came up with this ending? Not a former not a basketball player, never played basketball in high school. He's a math teacher at Ball State.
What?
Indiana? Wow. Well,
Indiana's a basketball, but he's again, never played basketball in high school, never played in college.
It's David Letterman's.
He's a professor at Ball State teaching algebra.
I appreciate that.
Algebra, that's an Arabic word.
It is an Arabic word.
Did you know lemon is too? Lemon is an Arabic word. Doesn't sound or feel Arabic to me.
Lemon?
Lemon.
Can you imagine? Can you, like, that is so weird.
Lemon.
Lemon.
Lemon. Lemon?
Mm.
What?
I thought you were waving at somebody, but you're just acting out. You're talking.
Yes, I'm putting, like, characteristics.
I want to squeeze a lemon on the... Oh, my God.
She dropped her phone face down.
Yeah. Is it broken?
Nope, but it has food on it.
Yuck.
Shout out to the press. So, what did you think about the ending? What did you think about how it all kind of came
together? I thought it was fun to see the best players on earth and Ben Simmons, you know, really give a crap in an All-Star game. We saw Kyle Lowry take two charges. We saw really the flaw in Giannis Antetokounmpo's drafting because we were running post moves to Pascal Siakam in crunch time against James Harden. So, in theory, it kind of works out. But James Harden has the same thing that Russell has. When he's actually bodied up against somebody, especially on the post, he's strong enough to hold his own. So it really wasn't the mismatch that you think it is. But having said that, like, it was still fun. I hope that they kind of clean it up here and there about, like, no one wants to see the game end on a free throw. That was kind of anticlimactic. I'm sure they can clean it up in some way. But, yeah, next year, please have someone else be a team captain than just LeBron or Giannis, because clearly LeBron's going to draft his friends. And Giannis is going to make questionable decisions. I'm going to get Joel Embiid with your first pick. What? Why?
It's because he wants to join the Sixers in a couple years.
No, he's going to go to the Heat. He got Bam and Jimmy.
Mm.
This is known.
I'm sure it is.
Heat culture, man.
If you've been a listener of this podcast, I'm sure you've heard all the great advertisers working with Locked On to reach sports fans. But you may not know that Locked On Thunder is a great way for your local business to reach passionate Thunder fans just like you. Unlike any other podcast, Locked On gives your local company the unique ability to reach local podcast listeners. Not just any podcast listener, a Locked On podcast listener. If your company wants to connect with Thunder fans and a predominantly male audience that is well-educated with disposable income, then let's put your company right here on this Locked On Thunder podcast. Local fans love to support local businesses. Text the word advertising to 33777 or visit lockedonpodcast.com/advertising and let us know who you are. We'll get our team to help your team achieve Locked On advertising success. Once again, text the word advertising to 33777 or visit lockedonpodcast.com/advertising. We look forward to hearing from you.
What did you think about the ending, Madison?
Well, obviously, I thought the ending was very boring because I really...
Very boring?
No, like the ending of it, it was boring. Anthony Davis shot a free throw.
You just mean literally just the free
throw? No, like just the free throw.
That last like four minutes was awesome.
The whole fourth quarter, whatever you want to call it.
The
fourth quarter where they just had to get to 157 first. I thought that was really entertaining because we saw Joel Embiid almost pick a fight. And that's why I love him so much. And then we saw guys like, who was it that almost got freaking teed up, I thought. And it was amazing.
Well, Chris Paul wanted to, like, punch a rat.
It was Chris Paul. Chris Paul, I thought he was going to get teed up.
Him and LeBron were pissed.
And I was so excited because I don't think there's ever been a technical given out in an all-star game that's not even freaking serious. But I loved it, and I thought it was really fun. And, I wish it would have ended differently. Like, LeBron James hitting that half-court shot that he really tried to attempt. I thought that would have been a much better ending, but it didn't, and yeah.
I'm glad that didn't work either because I don't know.
Also, did anyone find it weird? I mean, it was rightfully given out, but Kawhi Leonard getting the Kobe Bryant MVP award was just like, I mean, that's cool and all, but like, wouldn't it be a better storyline for the NBA if it had gone to like LeBron James or something?
Well, LeBron didn't really, Kawhi had the points, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, but still, like, LeBron should have had the points.
Really?
It would have been a better storyline.
Well, Kawhi and Kobe were known as best friends. Like, they were apparently
really?
Pretty close. Yeah.
Oh.
Should have gone to Trae Young.
No.
Well, let's not go too far down that road. So my thought, I listened to the Zach Lowe podcast with Professor Elam, who came up. Elam. I'm going to say it different
Whatever
every time.
It is.
Who came up with this ending.
Elam.
The Elam, who came up with this ending. And he said all the reaction he got was very, very positive, outside of the fact that it ended on a free throw. Which was my initial reaction as well. And what his defense of it was is that, yeah, that's how every NBA game ends right now. In theory, this would limit that to happening less often. So if you have a problem with the game ending because of a free throw, that sounds like you should love this ending because that happens fewer and less often than close current NBA games, which is totally true.
Yeah.
The team's down 5 right now. What do they have to conserve clock, so they have to foul. They're giving away points by watching guys shoot 8 free throws in 30 seconds. This ending, that's not going to happen. No one's going to intentionally foul down the stretch because you'll be giving up points, which is way more important than a clock that doesn't exist.
Yeah, but like you're setting this up, the Elam ending or whatever, you're setting it up, and so players are going to play harder, which is going to increase the likelihood that fouls will have to be called because you'll have guys taking charges, you'll have guys bulldozing into the rim, fouls will have to be called. So, like, you can do something, like, if you're up more than 5 points and you went off a free throw, you win. If you're leading by less than 5 and you reach the mark with a free throw, you keep playing and win by, a certain amount. Because whenever you play 21 with your friends on the court, like, you have to win by 2.
Right.
Like, that's a classic common rule.
Right. I think what – and I don't know if I disagree with him. What the thought process is that – the free throws that we currently have at the end of actual NBA games aren't technically earned because it's just the team more worried about they're less concerned about how many points you have and more concerned about how much time's on the clock.
Yeah.
Right.
In this situation, if they're shooting a free throw at the end, generally, in the Anthony Davis foul, that's like an actual foul. Like Kyle Lowry almost he tried to tackle the guy because if not, Anthony Davis was going to dunk it.
Yes.
At least that's an earned free throw to win the game.
Imagine if he missed that second one. You think LeBron would have traded him?
Probably. Probably. Also, was that the biggest free throw of Anthony Davis's career?
Oh, yeah.
Has to be, right?
Well, I mean, it has to be, just because.
Someone said they won the national title at Kentucky, and someone says they hit some big free throws down the end. That game was a 12-point victory for Kentucky over Kansas.
It's not the biggest shot of his career. What's the biggest shot of his career?
The half-court shot against Oklahoma City?
Yep.
That was like in game like 60. That doesn't count.
Well, I know, but it kept the Thunder out of the playoffs, put the Pelicans in the playoffs.
Another thing that came out about this ending, you and I listened to Bill Simmons. I don't know if you listened to the Bill Simmons podcast.
Not that much, no.
Okay, so he did a show with Ryan Russillo talking about the All-Star game. And for like the first hour, Bill kept talking about the 157 as like, I don't understand why they had to go to exactly 157.
Bill didn't really understand a lot of things.
He did not.
Did you hear him?
And I just loved that for an hour, Ryan just let him talk like an idiot and not explain it to him.
Did you hear him question, like, Buddy Hield wins the three-point contest and then Trae Young, like, congratulates him first? I don't get that. It's really simple. It's really easy to think.
Now, what I will say, I agree with you. That it was, I don't understand why that was a big deal either. But he did make a point
he
that Trae
like
Young
Trae
was
Young.
In the middle of everything
he
all
doesn't,
week,
yeah, he doesn't
which
like
is totally Trae. True.
He doesn't like Trae Young because he likes Luka Doncic so much, and he falls into that little BS thing of, well, if you like Luka Doncic, you have to hate Trae Young.
You don't have to use his initials to call him out.
Oh,
Bill Simmons BS.
Yeah, no, I got that. Yep, I got
he
that.
He didn't get it initially.
Eminem over here.
No, I thought it was funny. I laughed internally.
What's your middle name, Chisholm?
I have four.
You have four middle names?
Mm-hmm.
Your parents couldn't decide on one?
First name of all my grandparents.
Oh, nice.
Aww. Yeah. Are they all on your birth certificate?
Yep. Trauma, John, Janet, Toby.
Say that slower.
Trauma is my...
Trauma?
Who's married to John.
Okay.
And Janet is married to Toby.
Trauma, John, Janet, Toby.
Trauma,
Holland.
John, Janet, and Toby.
Yep. There's no and, though.
Oh, yeah, but right. Trauma, John...
There's no conjunction. I don't have a fifth middle name that's a conjunction.
Oh, so it's like one long word?
No. Four separate middle names.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, that's very German.
So if your
German.
Wife is ever mad at you, which one does she use? Chisholm, John,
actually.
Oh, okay. That's good.
What about your mother when she was upset with you when you were a child?
I think Chisholm was enough.
My mom would call me Brady Austin when she was pissed off.
Yeah, see, I never got the middle name thing. I mean, I had four other cousins who were all around my age and all boys.
Mm-hmm.
So they would do the... Nathan Connor, Josiah Chisholm. Like, they'd like just throw out names trying to get to the right one.
Like
that happened a lot.
It's like the Old Testament, man.
Yeah. Well, biblical, you know, Baptist family, man. We got a lot of biblical names. And then there's Chisholm. So
I like it.
Shout That's out nice. To me. So Chris Paul closed the game. Does that mean anything to you guys as far as the fact that he was picked as one of the 10 best players in the NBA to try to get the victory for the LeBron team? Over Luka? Over Ben Simmons? Over Jason Tatum?
Yeah, I thought it was cool.
You go experience. You definitely go experience. And having Luka out there would have just kind of – because the thing about Chris is, especially with the way the game was being played in the final quarter, like, you need defense out there. Luka's not going to give you defense.
Right.
Chris is pesky enough that he can be out there. Plus, he's LeBron's friend, and plus, he's really smart, and plus, he's a threat to shoot. So he had a good balance of about everything that team is looking for in that particular quarter. But, it was odd because we – get lost and like Luka is so amazing, and then people that think Trae Young is amazing, and he's good at a bunch of things. He's not amazing in my opinion, but we get lost.
Why do you hate Trae Young? I'll take it off the air.
We get lost in that, and then we watch an All-Star game with all the best players on earth, and it's like, oh yeah, Luka, Trae, all those guys, they're still young.
I just thought it made more sense that, like, because you saw like all the guys that were out there, they were pretty seasoned vets instead of having like younger guys out there. And so I kind of thought it was interesting having Chris out there. It looks good for Oklahoma City because Russell Westbrook was on the bench, and I thought it was kind of funny.
You actually beat me to my next point.
Yeah.
How weird. We're going to make these comparisons all year.
Well,
it's hard not to.
True.
But the fact that Russell is sitting over there watching Chris Paul close the All-Star game because they would rather him be on the floor than Russell.
It infuriated
him. How great Russell's been for a month and a half. He's been outstanding. You know, he's playing like – he's offensively, he's the center right now for the Houston Rockets, and he's been playing outstanding. But still, the other nine guys in the NBA said, no, we'd still rather have Chris.
Yeah.
What did I describe? What I've lost.
Russell sitting and watching Christopher
play
basketball in his stead.
It was a great experience. I liked the Chris Paul hitting a three or hitting a layup or getting an assist, and then the camera cutting over to the bench and Russell Westbrook like quietly clapping over on the side. It's just some good imagery for the Thunder.
What's going to happen when the Thunder and the Rockets play in the playoffs?
If I could speak one thing into existence, it would be the Thunder and the Rockets in a first-round series. That means one of them
That'd
has to
so
leapfrog
awesome.
Utah or Denver, and I just can't see that happening.
Who would bully who? Steven Adams or P.J. Tucker down low?
Mentally or physically? Physically, Steven. Mentally, P.J. Tucker. P.J. Tucker would be 10 feet inside of Steven's
head. He's mean. I've been behind the rim for a Thunder Rockets game and just heard some of the words that P.J. Tucker says. It's
Jeez.
Like, good God.
Got to do what you got to do, man.
Eyebrows yeah. off.
Yeah. Words we can't say on this podcast.
All right.
And everybody, thank you so much for listening to the Locked On Thunder podcast, as always. And like I always say when I talk about the OKC 82 podcast, it's mainly a post-game reaction show, as well as some fun stuff like the full court press episode we do on Wednesdays, and then the occasional interview with a Thunder player. Trying to work on Deontay Burton in the next few weeks or so. We were going to have Darius Bazley, but for obvious reasons, he is not able to podcast at this time, so unfortunately, that worked out the way that it worked out. Hopefully sometime, maybe after he's healthy. Maybe so, maybe not. But it's a perfect podcast that complements Locked On Thunder, of course, reactionary to what the game that just happened. So works out well. Thunder coverage, a lot of Thunder coverage, never a bad thing. But everybody, thank you so much. And on Thursday, I'll talk to you later.